Okay, so let's try to get into the sugya of here, of the machlokas of Abaye and Rava by Recha. So it's a little tough. I mean, because you have the two sugyas here. You have the sugya in the Avodah Zarah on Samach Vav Amud Beis, and then you have the sugya in Psachim. Right? Where is that? That's Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Okay. And like I mentioned before, it's a big question. How do you relate those sugyas together? Okay? Are they talking about the same thing? Talking about a different thing? How do you work out the cases? They both refer to Recha as being Milsa or Lav Milsa, but there are certain difficulties in saying that they're exactly the same. So we're going to try to take it through, first through Tosfos, through the way Tosfos learns. All right? Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Beis. I mentioned to you in the email that if you look at the Marsha, it's a long Marsha. Anybody bite? No? Take a look at that long Marsha over there. I mean, you have to do the Tosfos first. But if you look at that Marsha, you see that Tosfos is speaking from the very beginning. He's speaking about his final conclusion. So, which basically negates the first half of this Gemara. So, you're reading the Tosfos and you're saying, how could he say that? The Gemara says openly the opposite. It's because he holds that the Gemara sort of tried one possibility, rejected it, and moved on to something else. So, it's a little bit tough to learn through the Gemara according to Tosfos, because basically it doesn't work out according to him. The whole first piece of the Gemara, Rava's whole Raya, doesn't really work out according to his Maskana. So anyway, let's try it. Let's just try to stick with his Maskana. Let's just try to learn his basic, the way he's the theoretics of Recha according to him. Okay? And like I mentioned the other day, I think like somewhat like these Tosfos repeat themselves a little bit. But did you go through the Gemaras? Did you go through the Gemara here?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's just start with the Abaye Tosfos quickly for a minute. Okay. I mean, everybody's on the same page here. Okay. So Rava. So he says like this. So he basically says that what? This is the way all the Rishonim are learning. That the issue over here of Recha is what? Is not an issue of Hana. Right? It's not an issue of Hana. They're not arguing if you're being nene from the yayin when you smell it or breathe it in. Right? The question is, over here, the question is, is the deep breathing of the wine comparable to a shesiyas hayayin? Right? That's his question. Is the breathing in deeply of the wine, can that be compared to a shesiyah of the ayin? And Abaye says it is, and Rava says it's not. Abaye says it is, and Rava says it's not. Yeah. So what's the machlokas? I mean, it's very hard to define the machlokas. He just says, is it ichashvinin kishosa or lo? Is it like shosa or lo? So did you see in the Tosfos Rava where he gives the reason for why Rava says it's not? What? No? Well, he really mentioned it on Yud Beis too. Right?
It's not.
Why it's not considered shosa.
I thought he said why it is.
What was I? Yeah. Well, he says it over here. All right, so what do you guys say? Let's just think about it. Let's just think about the problem. I mean, just sounds fantastic to say that breathing something in is like shasiyah. just sounds like a fantastic idea. Fantastical. So let's just think of those. What does an achila or a shasiya, what's the difference between achila and shasiya on one hand and hana on the other hand? I mean, that's what's in the running. It's if it's not going to be achila or shasiya, right, it definitely could be hana. It's just Tosa's not hana because it also has mazik. But it's, I mean, definitely, well, like Tosa says earlier, and Tosa's a bai. I guess you should take a look at that again also. It says, like, there's something that's called ziluf, where they would take wine and somehow aerate it, spray it into the air. And certain wines were good for that. And that was a hana. That was a kind of a hana. And Tosu says, and then on the bay, Tosu the bay says that was definitely not. Everybody agrees that would be usher. There's no question that would be usher. That would be a nana, because it doesn't affect you deeply. It's not hurting you at all. It's you're aerating. You're what do you call it? You're vaporizing it. So it goes into the air, and you can just enjoy the smell of it, right? So it says that would be hana. That everybody would be asir kosav hana, and nobody would say that that's shasiya, because you're not really deeply sucking it in, right? So, I mean, on the spectrum, certainly there is certainly in terms of the activity, shasiya seems greater than hana. Let's put it that way, right? But can we just talk it out a little bit and you know, just see what the difference between shasiya and hana would be. What would be the requirements for shasiya, and what would be the requirements for hana? Yeah. Okay, so digestion not gonna work. That's not gonna work. I mean, you're right. We should just talk about all the possibilities. But that's true. Achila and shasiya do seem to have a digestive element. Okay, but that's not going to work for our case. That's not going to be relevant to us, because nobody's saying that when you breathe it in. I don't think they're saying you're digesting it anyway. Go ahead.
Going into it, you're getting sensory experience from that.
So, okay, what would you say is the most basic difference between achila and hana? Using the object for achila. Doing achila with the object or being nana with the object?
Achila is what the object is for.
Okay.
Using the
correct.
Object, so.
Correct. In other words, how about giving me an example of hana? Give me some examples of hana. I'll give you one. Okay. Like sitting in the shadow of a church is considered being nana from it. Right? Being a nene from it. Or the Gemara has the question of being mistakel at the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like an issur of being nene. Right? But, or just getting the smell of a flower. You're being nene from it. But let's not go to smell, because that's already the subject of dispute. The subject of, yeah, right. So now it's true. I mean, Johnny's right. When you eat it, you also are enjoying it. But how do we differentiate between hana and achila? Yeah. So what were you saying, Sammy?
So I was saying by achila, there's an actual partaking of the chefza itself.
Right. By achila, you're partaking of the chefza itself. That's right. Good. You're partaking of the chefza itself. You're engaging its substance,
yeah.
Right?
Right. That's great.
But by hana, you can just be enjoying a quality of it,
right.
Like the fact that it casts a shadow is a quality of the object. I'm in no way. Doesn't necessitate some. Doesn't necessitate the substance. My actually engaging the substance of the object. I can just take some sort of a quality of it. It's the way it's visage, it's a shadow, right? It's weight maybe, right? Its value, right? These are all things that I can be nen, that would be considered being nen Ephraim. So it's something I can do maybe with the Chefza. As opposed to Achila, we always think of you doing it to the Chefza. I don't know if those, the width of the two is definitive. But you get the gist. Yes, John. Yeah. The two and the width could go either way. But it depends how you emphasize it. But what we're saying is, let's put it this way. Achila and Shasiya seem like it needs, as a prerequisite, that there's a substance, right, that you are consuming, right? I mean, like Johnny said, you're taking the object, and there's some form of consumption. Whereas Hanoah doesn't require any depletion of the Chefza. Hanoah just could be some sort of a quality that the object has that I don't have to go down to the substance of it. Achila and Shasiya seem to be engaging in the substance of the thing, right? But Hanoah is just some sort of a quality that it has. It doesn't have to engage the substance at all. Its shadow is a quality of its physicality. Its weight is a quality of its physicality. Right? So I could say I could be being, that's why we think of being nen as less than being an ochel or shosa. Because in terms of your interaction with the chefza, it demands less. There's less of an interaction with the chefza. I don't even have to physically be in contact with it. Right? Maybe the sound of an instrument could be a nen. Yeah. I mean, yeah, so taking something and smearing it on your skin, is that a nen? It's a very good question. I mean, the Gemara treats Sicha in a funny way. You ever see the Gemara in Yuma? Gemara in Yuma says that Sicha is like Shasiya. Yeah, because they say it seeps into your body. And they don't mean that literally. I don't know how they mean it exactly, but it's a pasuk. It's based on the pasuk. I mean, you have that by Truma. You have that by Truma. That's the question. Can you take, because Truma is only for Achila. So can you do Sicha, kind of coin to Sicha with Truma, Truma oil? I believe you can. Right, so Ram says in Hilchos Trumos that the Truma is given for Achila and Shasiya. And Sicha, because Sicha is like Shasiya. Because the Pasuk says, what does it say? Right. The held is like absorbed into your... That's like what the Gemara in Yuma says also, that... Well, they learn Sicha from a different Pasuk, but they get Rechitza over there from there. Okay, anyway. Interesting thing. But, So Shasiya would require the substance and some kind of a consumption of it, right? And some kind of a consumption of it. Whereas Hanoah means that you're not, Hanoah is where you're saying it's not the, you're not engaging the substance itself. You're not internalizing the substance itself, either because there is no substance to take, like a shadow, or for whatever reason, it's not considered, you're not internalizing it. But you take meat, like I told you before, you take a cold steak from Isser and you put it on your black eye. So you're definitely using the substance, but you're not internalizing it, right? So that's the difference between, it would seem, in a broad sense, that's the difference between Achila and Shasi on the one hand and Stam Hanan on the other side. Yeah, question. We'll think about that. Okay, so what is the question over here? So how's it going to work out over here? So Abaye is saying, so in order for Abaye to say that sucking in the air, that breathing this in, Recha Milsa, it's going to require then that he holds that the the smell that's coming off of the wine, at least in the case of the wine, is considered like part of the wine. I mean, he's going to have to say that. You have to consider it to be like a component, at least a component of the wine. Right? Like it's tam. And you're going to have to say also that he holds breathing it in is considered a derech of internalizing it. Right? That's what it means, it's like shasia. It means it has to be two things to be. Now this is not hana, like the Ramban says. This would be by any isra achila, like the Gemara brings down the case of truma. It's not because it's an isra hana. Abaye holds an amazing idea, right? That not only is the vapor of the wine considered like a component of the wine itself, but breathing it in is a derech of engaging it. Breathing it in is a process of consumption. It's on a very, very minute scale, and it would take a long time to breathe in all the wine, but he holds that the recha milsa, and what? And breathing it in is considered to be consuming it. Yep. So the question though is, what is Rava's side? So Abaye, we know what he has to hold in order to say this nisr. But for Rava, it's not clear what he holds, because he could hold two possibilities. He could hold recha is really not a milsa at all. He could disavow that idea that the smell of the thing could be the status of the thing itself. Or he could say that's not a derech of, that's not considered consumption. Right? Yeah, okay, so we have two questions. One question is, does halacha work on this in this microscopic level? And the other question you asked is, so why is it different than a guy just tasting something and spitting it out? Right? Okay, so what do you say?
Intake.
That's right. Now, so tasting and spitting it out is just stam hano. Right? He didn't consume it. But breathing it in is really a consumption of the thing. I mean, we could say that. And in terms of the level, it's a sensory level. It does exist on a sensory level. I mean, it's. What's interesting thing is that. All right, so let's see. Tosas, yeah, right? Okay. All right, so let's take the Tosas Abaye. All right, we'll work on it together a little bit. Abaye. Start with Tosas Abaye. I think it's. You want to read? Sure. All right, 1 second. So did we do the you do the Gemara? Okay, so go ahead. Okay, so the first point that he makes is, everybody makes this point, that they're not arguing about the Hana. It's, according to Abaye, it's like a Shosa. And the proof is, because Tosfos brings the case of the cumin of Truma, right? So what's the case over there? I mean, Rava brings the case. What's the case over there? If you take Tanor shehisiku bekomon shel truma, so you have a certain spice that was truma. And what do you do with it? You make the fire itself with that stuff. Okay, you're burning it. Okay, so you're heating the oven with the komon shel truma. Okay. Now, are you allowed to do that? No, you're not allowed to do that because it's truma. You're not allowed to destroy truma, right? The offa boas hapas, and you bake with it bread with the fire that you heated with the truma. You make bread. So the Mishnah says the pas is muteris. The fisha ain tam komon el reach komon, because there's no ain botam komon el reach komon. So you see that what? That you don't consider the reach of the common to be an oser into the pas, even though reach of the truma is going into the pas, we don't say that it's oser. Okay, so why is that a raya for Rava? Why is that a raya for Rava? So you're saying, so you see, recha is not as lav milsi. Now let's just get it straight. So what's Tosus trying to prove with this case? He's saying that it must be that Abaye was holding its usher because of shosa, and not because of a nene. Why? Because assume Abaye held its usher because of hana. Let's assume that for a minute. Assume Abaye held its usher because of hana, right? And Rav is trying to disprove Abaye. He's trying to say, no, there's no isser hana of reach. Right? So how could he disprove him from a case of truma where truma is not asr b'hana to begin with? Maybe the reason why, maybe recha is considered hana. Right? But the reason, but not achila, but not shosa. And the reason why it's mutter by the common shal truma is because truma is not asr b'hana. But if it were yayin, and it were asr b'hana, it would be asr. So in other words, he's only going to be able to disprove Abaye in a case that's like Abaye's shita. So if Abaye is learning in an isser of shosa, if Abaye is learning it's an isser of shasiya / achila, so then he can bring a disproof from the case of truma, which is also an isser of shasiya and achila. And if by truma there's no isser, then there shouldn't be any isser by yayin. But if Yayin was a chumra of Hana, if Yayin was an Isser of Hana, so then showing me by a case of Truma that it's not a Chila doesn't mean it's not a Hana. Why? Because Hana is less engaged than a Chila. So maybe it's not enough to be considered an Ochel Truma. Maybe it's not the substance. But by Reach, you don't need by Hana, you don't need the substance. Right?
So you're saying it must be.
So anyway, so you see that they're not arguing about Hana. They're really arguing about Achila and Shasiya, because they're comparing it to a case of Truma, which is only an Isra of Achila. Go ahead.
Whether Recha is.
That's right. Whether Recha is considered like a substance that's Roy for a Maisa Achila or not. That's the question.
Shani Truma, the Shari
Leisra Behana, Shay. Right, so it must be that the Truma is Tamea. So the Kohen is allowed to destroy the Truma for, he's allowed to use that Truma for fire. But he's Shrog. So he's saying the case is that the Kohen did it. So the Yisra wasn't involved in any issue of destroying Truma. And there's no Yisra no. Go ahead. Yeah, now this is where Tosus gets a little funny. He's trying, he says, so it must be they're arguing about Shosa, about whether Reach is like a Shosa. But then when he gives it Rava's answer, it sounds like he's flipping back to Hana. Right? Because this is exactly what he said about Hana. He says, and why does Rava say it's not like a Shosa? Because it hurts him when he breathes it in. And where is he breathing it in?
Where is he breathing it in?
To his body.
Oh, I forgot.
Not to his face. Right? V'akilkul rabba ala tikkun v'shari. And now he compares it to the case of Shechita, which is Nisr Hana. So that's what's difficult. That's what's difficult about Tosis. He's saying it's not a Hana question. It's a Shosa question. And I prove it to you from Truma. But why does Rava not call it Shasiya? Not because he doesn't consider the substance to be a substance. That's what's interesting about those. Right? It's not saying because the Reach is not considered the substance of some sort of a substance of the Yayin. It's he doesn't like the process. He He's saying when you breathe it in, you can't be considered to be a shoser because it's also harming you. But harming you was why he said it wasn't hanoah. I mean, that makes sense. You could say hanoah is enjoyment. And if the total is pain and not enjoyment, it's not enjoyment. But shosa is shosa. I mean, if it's a shosa, it's shosa. I mean, you drink... shosa shouldn't be totally on whether the kilkul is rabba or tikkun.
I don't care whether you enjoy being a shosa. This thing.
Yeah. Oval zilof shel yayin nesach. Now he flip-flops back and forth. He says, but the aeration of yayin nesach, the... making it into a spray, that's definitely usher, because that's a hana. That's a hana. Okay, like it says in Psachim, shosa milug b'sela, mezalfa milug b'shtayim. The same lug that you can buy a lug to drink for one sela, but for fragrance it'll cost you two. So it's a tremendous hana. It's a big hana. People will spend more money on the wine for smell than they will for drink.
Is he saying that that's shosa?
Ah, good question. Aval kishasiya vade lo machshavin alei lezilif. But don't get mixed up, even though I keep flipping back and forth between hana and shasiya. And I'm saying, Rava says it's not shasiya because it's harmful, and the zilif is a hana without the harm. That doesn't mean zilif is shasiya. Why? It's just hana, because it says in Psachim that you're allowed to spray this yayin shel truma tumea, but you can't drink yayin shel truma tumea.
But you love it.
Can't drink yayin shel truma tumea. So it must be. It's just hana. It's just hana. It's just hana.
I don't even get that. Just saying, just because the Gemara says it, that's all.
He's proving it. Ah, velo domi lebastia shehareach yotze derech aneke v'nichnas bechozek begufo umazik. Aval bezilof hareach mispazir. Spreads out.
So there it's like a concentrated burst of an intake.
It's like it's like a spray. Like you take a spray and you, what do they call those things? Huh?
Wine spray.
Wine
spray.
Yeah.
Febreze, except wine.
Febreze, exactly. It's Febreze, but wine. It's cool, right?
Cool.
Yeah. So let's just line it up. So according to Tosos, how does it work? He's saying, let's just line up each side, okay? In order to be you have battery?
Yeah, yeah.
In order to be considered like substance, what do you need? You need a concentrated blast that goes deep into your body. In order to be considered partaking of the substance, right? You gotta put your face right over that bunghole and breathe deeply. Right? Otherwise, but just to walk into a misty Febreze yayin spray, that's not considered enough to be considered the substance. It would seem, right? And what? But the problem is when you breathe in deeply, it also is, even though it's roi to be a shosa, that's the machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, since you sucked in a considerable substance of the wine into your body, that's a shosa. But Rava, for some reason, says, since it also has an accompanying hezek, it doesn't qualify as a shosa. But if you just delicately breathe in the aerated wine, so it can't be a shasiya because you're not taking it deep into your body and you're not getting not getting right up to the source. But it will definitely be ahana. And his proof is because the Gemara in Psachim says that if you have yayin shel truma tumea, which is aser b'shasiya, you can do zilif with it. So you see, zilif is not a shasiya.
Sounds like Tosos.
See, Tosos really, I mean, you gotta go through the next Tosos, but Tosos really holds that that Rava agrees to the last case over here in Har Gemara with the Pas Chama and the Chavis Psucha. That's the way Tosas learns. See Tosas over here? We'll just skip into to the Tosas of Rava. He says, he wants to say like this. I said, did you see the Gemara over there in Psachim? So the Gemara in Psachim has a case like this. It's basically dealing with the case, with one case. The case is baking two things together in the same oven. Okay? So if you bake, let's say you have in one oven, two spits. I'm not talking about things in pots. I'm talking about things open in rotisserie, right? So you got two rotisseries going in the same oven. One is nevela and one is shchuta. Okay? So Rav says it's aser because recha. And Levi says it's mutter because recha lav nofa. Rav. Rav says it's aser because recha. And Levi says it's mutter because recha lav nofa.
To eat.
Okay? So the problem is we always paskin like Rav. We generally paskin like Rav. So over there, Rav is saying Recha Milsa. And we also paskin like Rava. And Rava over here is saying Recha Lav Milsa. So what do we do? Okay? That's the conundrum. Okay? So Tosus wants to say we paskin like both. How could we possibly paskin like both? Because they're not really talking about the same thing. They're not talking about the same thing. So he develops a whole theory over here that there are four levels of Recha. Okay, I think I got four. Maybe I got the number wrong. But jump down over here. He says like this. We'll just go through the basic facts, then we can try to work on the ideas. Take a look in the Tosas over here. Tosas Rava. He says like this. He says, you see where he says it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7 lines down from the where it's, so it says va'abaye nami dahocha dam recha milsehi amrle ona da amri afilu kalevi. Right across from that funny line above the Gilyan Hashas. Right, see it? She says like this. Abaye, who over here says it's usher. Right, you want to see some fancy maneuvering here? Abaye, who over here says Recha Milsa, that you can't smell the wine because it's like you're drinking. He will say, I could even hold, like Levi, who says it's Mutter over there, who holds Recha Lav Milsa. I who hold that you can't put your face into the bunghole and breathe deeply because of Recha Milsa. I hold if Shchuta and the Vela are cooking in the same oven, it's fine. Lav Milsa. Why? Dishani hachashu nene umeriach minar iser hayayin atzmo. Because over here it's very different. The guy is a nene and a meriach from the wine itself. He's going right to the wine and he's breathing it in. He's taking it from the source. Hilka chavi legamri ki ilu shosa min ayayin atmos. That's like drinking from the wine. It's going right to the wine. Drinking it in. Aval hasam eino ela reyach ha'isr nichtas pesocha heter. Over there, all it is the smell of the isr going into the heter. Who ochel as a heter? All he's doing is eating the heter. Ubaha filu abayi moda derechalav milsi. So that's what Tosas. That's his first move. Now what? That over there, it's different. Exactly what the difference is, not sure.
Yeah, isn't that the same case by the bread and the wine barrel?
Right, exactly. The Rava, now that's why I got to develop it a little bit further. It's a little misleading the way he puts it over here. It's really not because you're eating heter. It has to do with the intensity of the reach. He says, V'Rava nami dahafa. And Rava over here who says that sucking in the wine is mutter. Right? This is going to be a little trickier. I, Rava, who said you can go ahead and suck in the wine from the wine vapor from the bunghole. I would say you can't eat the shchut that was cooked in the oven with the bela. Right? Why? Dishani hocha shareach maziklo. Because it's true in both cases you have the substance of the iser. But I hold that when the substance goes into you in a bad way, that's not chosa. Lefisha nichnas begufo, that's why it's bad. Ulekach amareis chalav milsi. But over here, where you're eating the basar shchuta that has a nice flavor, a nice smell of the nevela, nothing's harmful to you. So you're getting the recha, you're getting the substance, and you're not taking it into your guf in a way that's mazik you. Right? Hilkach bein abaye bein rava dehacha motzu stavru bein kerav bein kalevi dasam. That's why they're completely unlinked. Abaye or Rava here could hold either like Levi or Rav over there. V'hashtahavi tu v'gavni derecha. Turns out there are many forms of recha. Okay, let's just run through the list. Reach hachazak shebekulam. What's the highest form of reach? Pas chama v'chavas psucha. If you got hot bread on top of an open barrel of wine, aser lekuli alma. Everybody holds his asur. Rav and Rava and Abaye over here would both agree it's asur. Because you're definitely getting a lot of reach going in there. And it's not being mazik you. So Abaye is going to agree. And Rava is going to agree. Right? The reach basar, but the reach of the meat in Psachim, that's a machlokas of Rav and Levi. Seems he holds even Levi would agree to that case, in the first case. V'kayim olon kirav. So on that issue of the second level of reach, right, with the second level of reach, where it goes into the meat, that's a machlokas of Rav and Levi, and we hold like Rav. So you can't cook Isser and Heter in the same oven, according to Tosis, because of the reach. Because that's the Gmar Psachim. Now, debastia, v'reach debastia. Well, the other Rishonim, but this is the way Tosfos learned. V'reach debastia. That's the next level. V'kaim lanka Rava, and on that we hold like Rava. And lamata mehem pas tzonenes v'chavas psucha, or pas cham v'chavas makufa. And then one level under that is the hot bread on the closed barrel, or the closed or the open barrel on the cold bread. Okay, that's something different. So that's what he wants to say. That Abaye and Rava really agree in principle. On a certain level, they agree in principle. They agree that reach could be considered like substance, right? Reach could be considered like a substance, and if you ingest it with the bread, that's definitely usher. They argue about inhaling it, and we have to think about the machlokas. But the way Tosfos is setting it up is that Abaye says it's usher because it's the substance. And Rava, for some reason, makes recourse to the idea that it's a hezek into the guf, and then says it's not considered recha. It's not considered shosa. And then the other thing we have to worry about is the machlokas and psachim about the baking in the oven with the iser and heter. This is enough to keep us busy for a little while. So, this is all according to Tosfos.
Would they both agree on a